Burnett sisters.
The wind call.
The moon is not yet at its peak. Why did you summon us here?
The shadows speak of murder, you see?
Oh, one sister is lost if all are not scattered.
I cannot see.
You cannot be a witness when the fates are cutting your string.
You see my murder? At whose hand?
The boy is the cause that yields no weapon and has taken no breath.
How could my babe murder his own mother? He is yet to be born. Unless I die during the birth.
No. The boy is the cause but not the killer. Macbeth's head has rolled. It was not enough. Macduff knows of the babe and wants it gone. He longs to wet his sword again. Now with the blood of a witch.
He is no threat. Macduff would not raise a blade against a simple woman.
Not a simple woman, no. But a witch.
What man were best free witches? We will win without Setebus's blessing. I will have my son, and we will raise him. I have lost one child, I will not lose another.
Sister, he will kill you. There is one string tying you to death. There is another. Disband us, sisters, and take to the water.
You see falsely, look again.
It is all we can perceive. One string divided into two threads. We must choose.
Debating between life and death is not a choice. There is always another path.
It is the only choice, an ultimatum. Do not fear. The wind can dance across the world. Rain will fall and storms will sound. You will never walk alone. Your sisters will always be near.
Trees will hear of our passage, and even the meekest house cat will find you still. We will live.
But sisters...
There is more. The cost for your escape is high. If our spell fails, your babe will take on an unusual appearance.
We must part tonight. Setebus, cast your faithful followers in the shade and hide them from the piercing light.
Let the lower world guide them.
And may the moon be witness to them all.
Time creeps onward.
The fated string pulls. We must go.
I shall cradle our memories within my heavy heart and love thee dearer, for now we must part.
Thus commence our sacred spell upon our dear hunted bell. Disguise our sister as a fish. With silver scales, this is our wish. Engulfed by waves 10 feet high, breath sustained without a sigh. Diving to the deepest depth, she will not endure neglect.
Yet as the sun begins to rise, dawn is birth, the scarlet surprise. Our charms nor rooms cannot demand. Cigarettes from the sea's command. Of our master we do implore to lead her to the safe seashore and discover a land of peace and hope which unties the babe from his fateful rope.
But remember, our beloved sister, this fateful warning in a whisper.
When our mother, the moon, is gone, your human form returns anon.
Succumb not to wave upon wave to escape a watery grave.
To go, we're not safe here anymore. Please guide us on our voyage to refuge. I've lost one child and I'll not lose another. In their lights, please guide me to become a trusted healer. My powers concealed, hidden in plain sight. together. My son won't need Macbeth to be a king of his own land, because whatever may happen, I'll watch over him.
Sister beloved, whisper in warning quickly.
When our mother the moon is gone,
succumb, wave upon wave,
to escape the watery grave.
Rain, water, wave upon wave.
Halt!
Gone is
what
moon.
Dark magic trespasses the night?
Remember, remember, remember. Anon returns for the human goal.
Please defend us from our enemies.
Rain. The moon, our mother, when is gone, returns
remember.
Anon.
Remember, remember.
Oh, my babe.
The moon is gone.
Whisper,
mother
whisper a warning.
The spell must have backfired.
When our mother, the moon is gone.
Whisper, a warning. Sister, love,
gone, remember.
Whisper, warning.
My son, please.
Wait, not come.
Fresh from the bag, get your fish, a face for the eyes.
Soft as silks.
Purchase fantastical wares from across the globe, never to be seen here before.
Flowers to give to loved ones, roses, lilies and more.
Get your enchantments and charms, herbal treatments and remedies, it's all here.
Such a busy night as all this and still no one visits. It's most unusual. I long to provide for my children, but I fear I make no more than a common beggar. Prosper is due for this land. If he suspects I was here, he would surely come, if only to banish me in fear of a scandal. Yet, it is a risk I must take. He will lead me to Miranda. She would be 5 now. I will send a melody that carries my message to Prospero's ear. I can only hope that he'll accept a meeting between us. Prospero, I didn't think you'd speak with me.
I didn't think you would dare come back to Milan. Yet, here we both are.
How is she?
What do you care? You left us, and look well on your way to mothering another child. Who is the father?
He was, the King of Scotland. A country of wondrous beauty, with wild woods and great mountains of snow.
Perfect to isolate a witch. It is marvellous that you have exchanged a duke for a king, no less.
You forced my hand. Surely you cannot be envious now. After banishing me out of your life and shunning me from my child. He is dead anyway. I came here to seek refuge. The man who murdered him, Macduff, learnt that I was carrying a child of his enemy's bloodlines and planned to strike me down as well, babe and all. I escaped. I transformed into fish and swam to safety.
How curious. You altered your form. Such a pal before you never possessed.
My sisters came to my aid. They are great women who practice the art of conjuring and magic like myself. What? You cannot think that I was the only witch in Scotland. We educated ourselves together for 2 years. I've gained mastery over my abilities since then. Now, strangers see a wise woman that heals their wounds and soothes their hearts and casts a gaze into that which time possesses.
I see a woman who could destroy my land on a whim. Is it revenge that drives you back to me? Do you seek to tarnish my reputation, to dismantle my life, and steal my child?
Of course not! 2 years have passed, and you continue to believe that my magic will harm you. It will not! It has changed. I have changed. I know so much more. But I beg of you, please let me see my daughter. She'll be safe in her mother's arms. Please, Prospero, I...
Release me, now!
A vision unfolds before me. I see. I see you usurped. A treacherous brother. It's Antonio. He will force you and Miranda out into the night, exiled from this land with no hope of return.
You are a snake. An attempt to turn me from my brother. You are foolish to even try. The will of my mind is too strong to be bent. I remember thinking you were innocent, like a flower. Then you tricked me. Now my wisdom has grown. And I know you are a monster. Be gone from my sight.
Prospero, please listen to me.
No. I have wasted enough of my evening entertaining the likes of you.
This is no illusion. You are in danger.
Good evening. Though before I exit, I will suggest that if either of us should be shrouded in solitude, it should be you. My people are becoming suspicious of your unnatural wisdom and lack of a husband. A hunt is near due. Perhaps you should disappear, unless you want to become like your lover.
He is still stubborn as an ox. I'm desperate to see Miranda, to hold my daughter to my breast. But I have another child I must protect, and leaving this place would do just that. I will go tonight by boat and cast an ushering wind. Sebubus, guide me towards a haven of untouched land where my son and I can live safely and undisturbed. Skeletons of shipwrecks across this island. We will not be disturbed then. Good. My son, soon he'll be able to walk across this soft sand and bring shells of all colours to me. We can catch little crabs which scatter across the rocks here. And I'm certain those are bushes bursting with berries nearby. I always recognize the sweet smell. Oh, I need to rest. This cave would do well to shelter us. Oh, do you hear me, little one? This is our new home, and I will protect you. Across that dark horizon is your sister. I hope that she'll be safe, and Prospero will heed my warning. One day, I will see her, and you two shall meet. It may be very soon. I think you're making your arrival. There. You are safe now. Hello, my little one. My sweet child of the sea. I love you, little one.
Spring, I'll show you flowers bloom. Summer, we'll gaze at the moon. In autumn, we'll collect the leaves. Winter, shelter from the breeze. I'll be your comforter, your mother and your friend. When
come see, Mama.
Slow down, little one.
I'm not little. I'm 5 now. Come on, Mama.
What are we in such a rush for?
It's a surprise. Hurry up, hurry up.
I'm coming. Caliban, slow down. You'll trip.
I won't trip. But if I do, you can make me better. Look.
A pine tree. That's lovely, darling.
No, not the tree, the face.
The face?
See? There's a face in the tree. These are the eyes, and that's the mouth.
Ah, of course, the face. And this is the nose?
Yes. What should we name them?
Well, since you found them first, you can name them.
Tree-ee? I don't know any names except Clotho and Sabella. Mama?
Yes?
What would you have called me if I wasn't Caliban?
But you are Caliban.
Mama?
I just knew you were Caliban.
Do you know what the face in the tree is called?
I don't. How about Ophelia?
Trelia? No, I don't like that.
You're taking this tree naming business very seriously, little one.
It's not tree naming, it's the face in the tree that needs a name. They're my first ever friend, so they need the greatest name.
Oh, stand behind me, Caliban.
What are you doing, Mama?
Stay here and watch like a good boy. Your Mama is going to ask your friend what they want to be called.
But Mama, they don't talk.
Not yet. I see a face in the bark. What a lark to transform that mark. I only need a spark to reshape the soul. That is my goal. It's in my control. Magic pays the toll. A grain I will impart to start your heart. This is my art. Lose those wooden pegs. You need arms and legs. Strip this form, for you must perform. A debt is due to play with my son, or all I've made you will be undone.
Mama, Mama, look, look.
I know, sweet.
Hello, Tree Face. Will you be my friend?
Who are you calling Tree Face?
My son saw your face in the pine tree. He's all alone here and wanted to call you friend. I made you into a spirit for this purpose. Do you accept this new form? I can turn you back to bark if that is your desire.
I thought I was already living.
You're no longer tethered to the ground, nor do you need nourishment. Now you can fly and walk and perform magic.
Magic?
What's your name?
Oh, I don't know, small child. Creator, what is my name?
Ariel.
Like the element.
Amazing. My name is Caliban.
Caliban.
Do you want to play with me?
What would we...
Tag, catch me if you can.
Oh!
Hey, flying is cheating.
You said to catch you if I can. You didn't say I couldn't fly.
Tag, catch me if you can. No flying.
I'm coming to get you.
No, you're not.
Oh, Father, such a wild tempest. I fear the sea has lost her salt in the wind.
Hush, my child, hush. She's already settled, and we are safe on dry land. Though just where Sycorax has brought us is a mystery to me.
Father, I'm scared.
Hush, Miranda. Follow the wave's course. Be still now. Take my talisman from me and lie down to rest.
But, Father...
Hush, my child. All will be well.
I was at the cusp of mastering sorcery until Antonio exiled my child and I. Now, my magic is not enough to restore our lives. I must become more powerful than Sycorax. With the flick of my staff, I can craft storm clouds, yet she can cast tempests. How, after all these years, can she remain just ahead of me? Damned woman. Yet, she is the key to acquiring more power. I will bring my brother to justice.
It shall be done. Oh.
Oh, such wonder, such beauty. I have never seen a human so angelic. I see why my creator has brought this girl here. The male, however, I do not like the look of him. What is that long instrument made of bark? I can only imagine the pain of the tree which was struck down for his benefit. I will remain hidden from this man, lest I lose an arm. But I shall watch over the girl, as I watch over my brother Caliban. New natives of this isle, I shall take you to my creator.
Sycorax, my lost wife. Is that really you?
Do not be wicked, Prospero. You know I am your wife. The very same who you scorned after I brought our child into this world. I've missed Miranda. Her hair has become so golden and she looks so tall now, 10 years old. Caliban, this is your big sister.
Ah, this is the famous dead king's son.
Do not speak of the deceased in front of my children.
A misstep on my behalf. Yet I must have heard you incorrectly. I believed that I was the one raising Miranda for these past 7 years.
And whose fault is that? I loved our child with all my heart. I loved you with all my...
I know.
Do you? You hurt me, Prospero. I may have found a new life in Scotland, but my heart never left Milan.
I'm not trying to hurt you again, Sycorax. I love you. I want us to be a family again. You, Miranda, and I. And now Caliban, too. Look, Miranda is beginning to stir.
Oh, wow.
Where am I?
See how excited he is. Do not let him become separated from his family as you were from yours. You will never forgive yourself.
Mama, the girl is awake.
Father? What is happening? Who are these people?
Darling, this is your mother.
Hello, my dear girl. I have missed you so much.
Mother? Is that really you? My mother?
Mama, Mama! I have a new big sister!
I must be dreaming.
It is real, my sweet.
Let us leave the children, so they may get to know each other better. I have some explaining to do. I know. Randa, we shall be inside this cave.
Be good, my children. Call if you need your mother, for I will always hear you. Ariel, keep them in your sight. Always.
Are you a mermaid?
What makes you say that, baby brother?
Mama showed me her spell book, and it had mermaids in it with long shiny hair, just like yours.
Her book? She still has it?
She only lets me look when I've been very good. I can't do magic. I'm a fish, a dumb fish.
Oh, you're not dumb, Caliban.
I look different. If you were a mermaid, I wouldn't be the only one looks like a fish.
That's true. But then you wouldn't have your superpower.
Superpower?
You're one of a kind.
One of a kind? I'm one of a kind!
Oh, my hair.
Calm down, Caliban. I apologize, miss. It was only out of excitement, not from malice. He is not used to such sounds and sweet airs. Or a sudden and fortunate change in company, for that matter.
Oh, that's okay. I can tell he didn't mean any harm. I know Mother already mentioned your name. I think we should properly introduce ourselves. So, what are you called?
Ariel. My creator, your mother, named me.
Nice to meet you, Ariel. I'm Miranda. You have a lovely name. It has the same amount of syllables as mine.
The pleasure is...
And mine. See? Caliban. 3 syllables. But I'm one of a kind, Ari. I bet you can't get me.
Oh, I bet I can. Come on, Miranda, or else we'll never hear the end of him saying he's the best.
Can't get me.
Oh, why not? Look out, Caliban.
No flying, Ariel. You're cheating.
Caliban, I'm coming to get you. Oh, what's happening to me?
Oh. Miranda, you're flying. It cannot
help.
Be.
Ariel, I can't get down.
Wow. A mermaid who can fly.
Oh.
It's okay.
Hurry.
I'm coming. Here, take my arm.
Okay.
I've got you. You're safe now.
That was amazing. Do it again.
Caliban.
I want to go.
Are you okay, Miranda? Do you want me to get your father?
No. Thank you, but that won't be necessary. I'm okay now.
You didn't tell us you could fly.
I didn't know I could, baby brother. Why don't we keep it a secret? Just between the three of us. Like a secret game.
Okay.
I really think I should tell my creator. I'm not allowed to keep secrets from her.
Don't ruin the game, Airy.
Yes, Airy. Don't spoil our fun. Now, I think I should try again. And we can see just how far I can go. I bet it will be higher than you have ever soared.
We shall see about that. Look out, Caliban. We're coming to get you.
You can't get me.
Look how high I'm going.
This is pleasant as caves go.
You have
some plants, I see. Oh, and a wonderful collection of books.
What did you want to say to me?
Ah, I needed to explain myself. Please, Sycorax, listen to me.
Now, why does that phrase sound so familiar? Where did I hear a poor soul begging to be heard before? If I hear your explanation, I will learn nothing new. You do not trust me.
You're always so certain that you know everything. I suppose it's a consequence of seeing the future.
Seeing and knowing are not the same. A witch can see every imaginable possibility, but may not know the true outcome.
Even so, you are unaware of my reasons.
Then tell me, quickly. I would like to spend some much-needed time with my daughter.
For someone of so high a station, to be truly vulnerable is a luxury. I have come to dance around the truth like it is second nature. Yet I am no longer a duke.
You always use such great language to convey absolutely nothing of importance.
I want to tell you of my greatest shame.
I'm not stopping you.
When we were once young and in love, the world obeyed you. The sun rose and the moon fell simply for your benefit. I did not understand then, as I was not aware of witchcraft.
I thought you too were oblivious. When our daughter arrived, it was a true blessing. I thought my heart could never be so full. No man in all of Milan smiled as much as the Duke, for I had her.
And then you learnt your wife was a witch.
I had heard rumours of what these enchantresses did to young babes, and what activities they engaged in. How could magic be good? Fear makes fools of us all. I believed I had lost my wife to magic, and would lose my daughter too if I did not force separation. I became ashamed of my haste in banishing you from our lives.
Ashamed? Then why did you deny my request? I sought you out and you refused to let me see my child. That was all I wanted.
I know. In your absence, I learnt the torture of heartbreak. My longing for you became so imposing, I began to master magic. I wished to understand you. I learned all I could. And I can see now that I was incorrect. Magic is a powerful gift, but it does not solely destroy. It can create and heal.
This is a ridiculous story. Did you hit your head in the storm?
I tell you this so you can realise that my heart is yours to take again. I swore to myself I would have you back, and I intend to honour that vow.
I remember you being exceedingly adept at breaking vows.
When I heard your call, I was certain it was a hopeless dream. I could scarcely believe my cigarettes had returned. Yet when I saw you, years of longing and hope were dashed in one instant. You were bearing another man's child. You had not come for me.
I can do many things, but reading minds is not one of them, Prospero. When you cast me out from your heart, when you exiled me from my home and separated me from my only child, how could I have ever known that you might reconsider? I begged, I pleaded, I told you I bore no evil intent. You did not believe me. How would I have known to wait?
You are an innocent flower in all this, as always. I was a green-eyed fool. To see your belly swollen again with a babe. To know that another man had... It was too much to bear.
Could this be true?
As true as my love for you. I've wronged you greatly.
If this is so, why did you dismiss my vision? You've been called me a snake.
I had to make you leave with haste. Not only were my insides wrenching with each look upon your face, but I became consumed with the flames of anger. I knew your vision was true. Yet in that moment, I denied it with all my being.
Until your brother cast you and Miranda away. It was my tempest that brought you here. Despite your ignorance, I would not allow my child to perish.
I am grateful to you for bringing us to refuge. My brother has tarnished my reputation, banished me from my land, and stripped away my power because of my magic. I have dedicated every gleam of the ferocious sun to mastering sorcery in a hopeless attempt to become closer to you. I wanted to impress you, to be your equal again. Your partner.
I need time to think on this.
Of course. Yet you must know that I love you. And all the pain you have endured is twofold to what I have suffered. I shall leave you to your thoughts.
Ariel?
Yes, Miranda?
I was wondering, well, hoping really, would you teach me more magic?
Oh, I would love to. It would be an honour. Although, I'm uncertain if I would be the best person, well, spirit, for the job. See, my creator breathed life into me not too long ago, so I remain rather unacquainted with how human life and magic go together.
Oh, I see. Well, never mind. I'm sure I can figure something out.
My creator would be an excellent mentor. I could request for her to come and aid you. I truly believe she would be proud of such a natural young witch, wanting to follow in her footsteps.
What? I'm not a witch.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can fly.
Well, yes. But that does not mean I follow the devil.
Well, I do not believe anyone as angelic as you would.
You think I'm angelic?
I mean to express that any person who performs magic is not answerable to the devil himself. It is simply a different form of faith, and you do not even need to worship any deity. I am a mystical being, and I have no religion. In fact, I think I may be agnostic. I don't know. I'm still figuring out the theology of life. It's rather confusing, and I do not wish to rule anything out, especially being as young as I am. I have not experienced enough yet to make a considered judgment.
Agnostic?
I digress. What I mean to say is that the two are not intertwined. You can fly without the devil's grip pulling you from the sky. He surely cannot reach his arms so far.
You are funny.
Oh, it's all facts when you think about it.
See? I knew you were intelligent from the moment I met you. Are you sure you couldn't teach me just a tiny bit of magic?
I don't know, Miranda. Magic seemed to come easier when I could feel the earth beneath me. The soil would provide the nutrients I needed to grow, though I did not need to exert myself, only stretch upwards when the sun showed her face, or cower from the rain's heavy sobs. Now it's all walking and flying.
That's not magic, silly. That's nature. Trees change with the seasons.
I understand they are one and the same.
How? A tree cannot fly. It cannot heal.
True, but my creator did not imbue magic within me. Rather, she awoke what powers already existed within my bark when she cast her spell. I must therefore deduct that I received my powers from the very ground which we stand on. That is why we must protect the earth and all that blooms from it.
How insightful.
Yes, but I suppose as you feel that nature is not magic, you will not be needing me after all.
Please, Ariel, I really do think you are the most magical person I've ever met. I would be ever so grateful for one small lesson. Pretty, please.
Oh, I cannot say no to a face so fair. I accept, Miranda. Let's see what you can do.
Airy, Miranda, where are you two?
We're over here.
Wait, Caliban likes magic, right?
He loves it. But why are we whispering?
I have an idea. We shan't tell him what we are up to. Then I can surprise him with my magic. He will never guess that I have become so skilled. We could craft water into actual mermaids. Oh, he would love that.
But I've never kept anything from him before.
Oh, it won't be too long. Plus, the sooner you teach me, the sooner we can surprise Caliban. He'll be so happy.
You're right.
We're here, Caliban.
Come here. I want to play.
We can't.
You're stuck?
No. We can't play now.
Why not?
Because we're on a secret quest.
Oh, can I be on a secret quest too?
You can. But it can't be the same as our quest.
Oh. Well, You two can do your boring quest, and I'm going to do my super secret quest, and you won't know anything about it.
Wow, I wish I knew what it was.
Well, you can't. I have to go away now. It is very important.
I wonder what his quest is.
Ariel, he doesn't have one. He just said that to make us jealous.
Do you think he feels left out?
Maybe a little, but he won't when he sees my magic.
We better get started right away then.
Silly Miranda, silly Ariel, silly secret quest. I will show them. I can have plenty of fun by myself.
Or with a new friend?
Ah, Prospero.
Did I scare you?
Did you hear?
I heard everything. As I know everything. You poor boy. Hark. I have a suggestion of how to spend your abundance of free time. Why don't we play a game?
Oh, yes, please. Can we play pirates, or catch butterflies, or play a magic game?
Ah, I have something even better.
Wow.
Let's play Master Says.
Yes! Wait, how do we play?
Oh dear. Have you never played before? Well, I shall explain it to you. Now, as it is my game, I shall play the master. You, however, will be my servant and must do every single thing I say. For instance, if I say, tickle your belly, you...
Tickle my belly?
Just so. You are a natural.
My nails feel funny against my skin.
No wonder. You do have a big belly.
Mama says I'm beautiful.
Oh, well, she would say that, would she not? She is simply your mother.
What do you mean?
I know. Since you like magic so much, we shall create a special potion in this cooking pot I have brought.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. We will need lots of mud and some logs for the fire.
Oh. Mama says I mustn't play with fire by myself.
Ah, yes, but remember that you are no longer by yourself, are you? I am here as your master, and I am ordering you, as my servant, to collect the logs. Perhaps you do not wish to make a magical concoction after all? Oh, well, I shall leave you by yourself if you no longer care. I am certain you have many friends queuing up.
Wait, please don't go. I'll collect the logs, I promise.
Don't forget the mud too. You should be able to carry all of it in a single trip with those grotesquely ginormous hands of yours. Oh, come on! Surely you can manage more than that. I do not have the luxury of the day. I am a busy man with little patience. You are a pathetic sight, child. Your mother could take more weight than this.
I'm trying my hardest.
I'm trying my hardest what?
I'm trying my hardest, Master.
Oh, you are not even worthy of being a servant.
Please, I can be a good boy. They're just so heavy. I know. Why don't I try playing the Master for a little while?
Well, that is a hilarious concept. Do you really think I would take orders from an ugly little fish?
Maybe in the game I could...
Quiet! I want to see a fire prepared and all of that mud boiled.
Now get two rocks and dash them together. Quickly!
Yes, Master.
You really are an odd sight. See, the fire's glare reflects off your sickening scales. It is a miracle that your mother can bear to touch you. Do you not wish to look like a normal child? Like a proper human being and not a monstrous half fish?
Mama says I'm her sweet child of the sea.
Do you know what sea creatures eat?
I'm not sure.
Well, they eat from the sea floor. It's a special mix of mud and sand. Exactly like the sand we are standing upon. Now, sweet child of the sea, add a handful of sand into the mud.
Okay.
Mix it well and proper.
Yes, Master.
Now, my servant, if you want to win our little game, I want to see every last drop of our seafood potion gone.
But it doesn't look very nice.
Eat it! Use your hands, you filthy creature. What do you think Miranda and Ariel will say? Do you want them to think that you are a useless little fish?
No, Master.
That's it. Enjoy your feast.
What are you doing?
My love, how pleasant a surprise. We were just playing a little game. Isn't that correct?
Yes, Master.
He is an odd boy. This game he has made up by himself. He wanted to act like my faithful servant. As such, I have been setting fun tasks for him.
I see. I wasn't sure. It seems foolish now.
I don't want to play anymore.
Ah, good. Well, you will excuse me then. I must retire from this midday sun.
My sweet, I'm so proud that you two are getting along so well.
Mama, am I ugly?
Absolutely not. You are my beautiful boy. Why on earth would you think that?
Because I look different.
My darling, come here.
No, I won't. You shouldn't touch me. I'm an ugly fish. I'm not normal.
Caliban! Come back.
Caliban, are you okay? Let me see your hands.
Why are you talking to me? Don't you have a secret quest with Airy?
Caliban, wait! I heard what my father said. I'm sorry I didn't stop him. I didn't know what to say. I was coming to apologise for not letting you play with us, and...
Do you think I'm ugly, too?
No! I think you're wonderful. You're my baby brother.
Then why do we look so different?
Well, I suppose it may be because we have different fathers.
I've never met my papa. Mama says he was a king, but he died. I wouldn't have been good enough for him anyway.
Don't think like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter if he was a king. You have a superpower, remember? You're one of a kind.
I don't want to be one of a kind. I want to be the same as everyone else. I hate that everybody is scared to look at me and my ugly fish body.
I'm not scared to look at you, baby brother.
Stop calling me that. I'm not a baby. I've got a big belly and ginormous hands. am useless.
Now you stop that right now, Caliban. Never let anyone tell you that you are useless. Especially my father. He can make you believe anything he says. It's like he has this control over people. I'll never understand it.
Miranda, why are you crying? Has he hurt you?
No, Caliban. My father would never... He just likes to be in control. That's all.
That's true. He didn't want me to have a turn at playing master.
Oh, Caliban, he wasn't playing a game with you. He wants you to be his servant all the time.
What? Even at playtime?
I'm afraid so. I think he wants us out of the way so that he can learn our mother's magic.
Us?
Yes, both of us.
But you are beautiful.
Appearance has nothing to do with it. You are not to blame for how he treats you. Trust me, I know how it feels to be called useless.
I don't get it.
I think my father does love me in his own way, but I will never compare to his fascination for magic. Do you remember when we met? You told me I looked like a mermaid from our mother's book.
My favourite book.
Mine too. Well, I remember when I was little. Our mother showed me that book one day. I was admiring the mermaid's long hair, wishing I could grow up to be just like her. Mother told me stories of magic and explained how she can heal others' pain. But then my father suddenly arrived, and when he saw what she was doing, he shouted and declared that the book must go, and her with it.
Oh no!
I do not remember anything after that. Only a sound. Our mother's cries. I will never forget it. Like the piercing wind.
Why didn't you go with her?
I wanted to. But my father had put me under a sleeping class. He does so whenever I am in his way, which is rather a lot of the time. I awoke the next morning to find she had left. I asked where she had gone, but he called me a useless child and forbade me to ever speak of her again. Everything changed after Mother left.
He is a big bully. I wish he wasn't here. This is my island.
It will be okay. Mother is much stronger now and she will never leave us. She and Ariel will watch over you and me. I love you, baby brother. Now, let's clean this mud off of you.
I love you too, Miranda.
That idiotic creature could have ruined everything. I am thankful that he is too dim-witted to recognise his enemy. Ah, good fortune finds me. Here lies the cave, empty of all distractions. I must seize this moment to learn her spells. Prosper, Sycorax! Your sweet entrances never fail to surprise my heart.
I hoped Caliban was here with you. I see you're perusing my bookshelf.
I have never laid my eyes upon such books as these in all my years of studying. I know it is lovingly foolish of me, but I believe that the more I understand of your craft, the more entwined our minds and hearts will become.
I see. You must recognise that these are not simply tombs, Prospero. They are not for the likes of any mere magic user. The spells they contain are very powerful and dangerous.
How fascinating. Did the book create that melody?
No, it is a call from my sisters. Macduff must be advancing, or else they would not have sent our signal at such a time as this. They would not ask me to leave Caliban alone, unless there was no other way.
So, you must go.
It is urgent. I can feel it. Oh, but the children...
Do not fret, my flower. I will oversee our daughter and Caliban. in your absence.
The safest place I can meet them is far from here. I do not know when I will return.
All shall be in order whilst I am in charge. Now, go. Time slips through your idle fingers the longer you stall. You must answer your sisters.
Thank you, Prospero. Please, tell the children I love them.
At last, the moment has arrived. These tomes are not for any mere magic user. Well, it is fortunate, then, that I am no mere magic user, but a master of sorcery. With these incantations, I shall influence the elements. I shall bend the will of the earth to my desire. The sun shall rise and the moon shall fall for my benefit. Oh, how peculiar. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. Oh, sweet Sycorax, with this curse, I will have justice brought upon my brother.
Mama, I'm sorry I ran away. Oh, I didn't know you were here. I'll go away now.
Stay, thing. I have questions for you yet.
I have to go and find my mama.
Oh, your mama is not here anymore. She has abandoned you. She realised what a disgusting creature you are and could not bear to look upon you any longer. I am in control of this island now, and you will do as I instruct.
I don't want to play that game again. Where is mama?
Oh, this is no game, little one. Sycorax is gone. So you are to blame for scaring Miranda's mother away forever. Now, how shall I punish you? Stop that ridiculous whining!
What was that? I heard a cry. Have you seen Caliban?
I saw him run into the cave.
He was really upset earlier. I hope seeing my magic will lift his spirits. Caliban? Oh, I think he's in the cave, but he's crying. I think Father is hurting him. We need to get Mother.
We must go in.
Ariel, no! It's not safe. Can't you call her?
No. I cannot feel her presence on the island. How can we help him?
Oh, where could she be? We must get word to her now. She is the only one who can stop him.
The distance is too great for me. I am still learning human magic. You could try your powers. A mother will always hear the call of her child.
Right. Okay, magic. I can do this. Mother, please, we need you. Caliban is in danger. Mother?
I am here. I heard your call, Miranda, you clever girl. I helped my sisters from danger and they are safe once more. They transformed me into a bird to quickly return, so be not alarmed anymore. I am here now. Where is my son?
Please, stop!
I'm afraid you have to be punished. You brought this onto yourself, you vile creature.
Get away from my son!
Mama!
Sycorax! Back so soon?
I called her.
Miranda? How?
Caliban! It's okay. No one is going to hurt you anymore.
hurt my child?
I am not hurting a child. I'm punishing a monster.
How dare you? Caliban is not the monster here. He is a defenseless little boy.
Do not insult my intelligence. He is damned. Look upon his flesh and see the marks of hell. You may seek to protect him, but he will know his place. I shall not allow this creature near my daughter.
Mama, am I going to hell?
Why would you do this, Prospero? You said...
I lied, you deranged witch. You honestly thought I desired you. I needed your knowledge to defeat my brother. And now I have it. I shan't endure this facade any longer.
You played with my heart, stole my knowledge, and attacked my child. Now you dare challenge me? I will show you no mercy.
I don't want or need your mercy, hag.
They're so angry.
Hag.
Hush.
I'm not ashamed.
It's all right, Caliban. I'm going to solve everything. We are going to be brother and sister of the sea.
My knowledge is discovered.
Ariel, look after my baby brother.
I'm not trying
it's time.
To correct a slight.
Wish me luck.
Of course, Miranda. You can do this.
Your knowledge is mine.
Good luck.
And
magic, heed my wish. I need
and
a spirit,
shall
part fish, formed from
Antonio
water, for Sycorax's daughter, to stop the
when
fight
you shall pay for
with
yours.
All your might. Their words clash,
you can
so they need a splash.
Sycorax.
Drench these loud voices, make them
to
repent
to
their choices.
Used to matter.
Now they shall cease
struck my
and bring
star.
Us peace.
Wow, big sister, you made the water look like mermaids.
Miranda, what are you doing? Stop that, this instant. How dare you teach my daughter magic? I should have known you would turn her against me.
Oh, do not cast your blame upon me, Prospero. My daughter knew your game a long time ago. I only wish I could have seen your obsession with power sooner.
I've had enough. You asked for this.
Mama! Stop!
You asked for this!
Father!
I will not kill your father, Miranda, but he will have his punishment, since he believes in righting wrongs.
What are you going to do to me?
Oh, a fitting spell comes to mind. Memory is fleeting, memory retreating, a lifetime alone. Forget what you've known. In your quest for power, you have lost your precious flower. Send her father away. That is the price he must pay. Think of us all as dead, so you have fled to a brand new coast, grieving our ghosts. Your heart aching with pain. Power was your bane. Cast aside this quest. Your mind shall not rest.
Where are you taking him? Mother! Where is he?
Now he's gone and will think we are dead. In his mind, his drive for revenge has lost him his wife and child. He will grieve for us, and that pain will quench his thirst for power.
Wow, Mama! He's gone!
I'm sorry it had to come to this, but it is for the best. Are you okay, Miranda?
I think, deep in my heart, I always knew his pursuit for power would undo him. But I am home now, beside you, Mother.
Come, my children. We are safe. He will not hurt us again. My sweet angels of the sea.
You have been listening to a Near Eads Theatre Company production. This play was inspired by William Shakespeare's Macbeth and The Tempest, and is the first episode in the Shaking Up Shakespeare series. Lucy Spicer headed the ensemble writing team to produce the script. Tech team Amber Kearney and Ashley Burr edited together the company's remote recordings. Original music composed and played by Jessica Mabel. The cast are as follows. Sycrax, voiced by Lucy Spicer. Prosper and Ariel, voiced by Amber Kearney. Caliban and Clotho, voiced by Ashley Burr. Miranda and Cybella, voiced by Jessica Mabel. We hope you've enjoyed our tale of one witch's journey to protect her children. Thank you.